Yes, people, so if you live under a rock, you might not have noticed that the market is flying. Bitcoin has also gone and breached a new all-time high. Only just for now. No idea what's going to happen in the next couple of hours, a couple of days, but things are looking good. Why do I like this one more than other ones that I've seen during this cycle? And it's very rare that I've spoken like this in this way ever since you've known me since 2022. But here's the main thing. Well, there's two things. You can all guess one of them. So, Bitcoin or BTC... Dom or Bitcoin dominance. Really, really easy. You've noticed me speak about this quite a lot in the past, so if you do follow, you'll know what I'm about to talk about. But long story short, as Bitcoin has been breaching a new all-time high today, unlike other times, Bitcoin hasn't dominance hasn't been flying. Dominance has actually been coming down. So dominance on Bitcoin looks something like this. We've had the breakdown. Then we had a horizontal, okay? So we had the horizontal and we have just broken down today. And right here is where Bitcoin has just gone and put in its new high, okay? So Bitcoin dominance coming down, but Bitcoin putting in a new high is really good. Now, let's not get it twisted. Bitcoin dominance is still very, very, very high right now, but these are early warning signs. These are signs that we need to be looking out for, listening for and watching. Just use 2020 and 2021 as your, let's call it backtrack on market for this type of information. This all happened in the previous cycle. But this is something that we all want to see if you are an altcoin holder. Don't forget, usually altcoins will still follow some form of money flow. We usually need to start with Ethereum, okay? So what we need to be seeing next is Ethereum season. We saw it in 2024. XRP has some good news. XRP goes on its own little rally until it doesn't. None of the other market went with it. We actually do need Ethereum. So why else am I really, really liking this move? The US stock market. The S&P 500, the NASDAQ, the Dow Jones have all breached into new highs. But there's one market out there in the US that hasn't hit a new high yet, which is the RUT, or that's the short ticker, or the Russell 2000. The Russell 2000 is the lower cap stock market in the US. From the last time I checked, it was about 11% away from all-time highs. So the Russell, or the RUT, still has some way to go to get past its all-time highs. Very similar to crypto. We have Bitcoin breaking all-time high, breaking all-time high, breaking all-time high, but our altcoins and lower caps and the lower side of the market have not been breaching all-time highs as of yet, but it should be coming. Following the RUT as well, as the RUT goes and breaches highs in the stock market, I'm expecting the same to be happening over for Ethereum, and I'm expecting the same across all of crypto. So there you go. Bitcoin has just breached a new all-time high with its dominance actually breaking down. Really good signal. Ethereum is looking really strong right now on both the USD pair and the BTC pair. And then there is the correlation with the stock market. And that is why I am actually really liking the signals that I am seeing this time around. Feel free to come and join us on other platforms. This is my partner exchange as well. That's why I'm dressed like a giant tomato. But it is what it is. All the best. See you in the next.